Good evening, everyone. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and that's what we want to be, isn't it? We want to be able to design ourselves as these multidimensional radiant beings going into the world, sashaying into the world as creative individuals. And I wanted to talk tonight. I started to send out my flyer, and I got stuck in the title, Creation. And I thought, that's probably good enough. So we're going to talk tonight about creation and any other darn it thing that you want to talk about. I hope you're going to call in. I want to talk to you about your lives. What are you creating? What would you like to create? How would you like to up the ante? And the thing, I was just recently at the seminar, Recession Proofing Your Mind, which was put on by Dwal Kool through Kathleen Kingdon in Denver. It was really, really wonderful. But, of course, you and I have been working away on manifesting for a long time, and we've all done the secret and the bleep and the this and the that. And some people are finding that they can manifest at the drop of a hat, and some of us find that there are aspects of our manifestations which seem to be extremely slow. So one of the things that's fascinated me and many of the other ones is after the secret came out, a lot of us were talking about how it didn't talk about the emotional blocks that we've got stored within us. It didn't talk about the subconscious holding patterns that we've got within us. And I really believe that a lot of us know that that's what's holding back our manifestations, is that we're manifesting from a subconscious, a superconscious, an unconscious, and a conscious activation going on all the time. What's your soul's journey? As Aurobindo talks about our dharma, and he talked about the soul. How many of you remember Aurobindo, a wonderful being of very high, both intellect and spirituality, and talking about how each of us has a dharma, which is our soul's journey, and what it is we're here to either heal or move through. And then the dharmi is, what is the collective on about? What does the collective want to come to in this life? So it's the dharma and the dharmi. And then here we are with our superconscious, unconscious, subconscious, and conscious self, hopefully conscious self, saying, I can manifest my reality in a heartbeat. Woo-hoo! But we got a lot of things that are playing against us. So we've got our will, and we've got the will of God that moves together in the throat chakra, and then we want to manifest. But if your will is not working in accord with the deeper, the dharmic will, let's put it that way, or the universal healing energy will that's coming through you, what happens to your manifestations and your visualizations? Sometimes they spin, it's like having one foot nailed down. We spin around in a circle, we get close, but we don't have it happen, or we feel like every time I think I'm going forward, we fall into a pothole. We have a whole lot of stuff going on in this very intricate and very, very huge self we call ourselves, don't we? How many dimensions do we live in and at any given time? So what I'm saying is, let's play with it tonight. Let's do some exercises. Let's find that which is trapped within ourselves. How do you find out what's your dharma? How do you find out what's your soul journey? How do you find out what's your mission? How do you find out how attached you are to, for example, a lineage? It's funny because Dwal Kool, many people say you choose your parents. There are really good reasons for that. Well, that's true. I believe that. But as Dwal Kool explained, he said, yes, you make the choice, but it's coming from, and this reminds me of how a lot of us live our lives, that it's coming from a place very, very deep in the subconscious where you're living out your karma rather than choosing consciously what kind of parents you'd like. So, for example, you and I, many others, are wanting to learn to launch our creative selves to become much more expanded in this life and not just live according to the lineage and according to our parents' influences and according to our karma, which is the accrued, reactive, defensive nature that's kind of streamlined itself into our souls because of many experiences. If you don't want to live in that, which is the subconscious drive or the karmic drive of your world. If you don't want it, you want to unhook yourself from that. And what he said is that most of us choose our parents from that kind of karmic thing. We bring in the people that we believe will treat us badly because that's what we have in our reactive nature. You see what I mean? So some of us think, well, we're choosing our parents from a superconscious place, but he says, no, we don't, but we can choose to recognize the karma entwined in the lineage and learn to launch ourselves out of it. We can do that. So I don't know, what do you think about that? And I hope that you'll be calling in to talk about it. So we're going to talk about creating our reality. We're going to talk about recognizing what it is that's in your lineage, what is it in your subconscious programming, what is it in all kinds of aspects of your nature, how can you read it? Have you been able to look at your life and read back to yourself what it is that you're bringing into the world and how it's echoing back to you? And can we break out? Can we become these amazing multidimensional beings? Guess what? I think we can. And can we have fun while we're at it? I think so. So let's start with what I can, I love this. My guides and angels taught me this sacred geometric structures, which is a style of setting up energy flows in such a way as to enhance your thoughts and feelings. The other thing I keep hearing from the Dwal Kool seminar is that thoughts don't really have much impact until they come together with feelings. So if you have thoughts about wanting to create something, we've said this for a long time, but it's really fun to repeat it and remind ourselves what we're trying to do here. If we have wonderful thoughts, but we don't feel it, we don't feel the presence of our being or divinity in these thoughts and so on, they don't have the same potency. But if you have thoughts that have some really strange feelings in them, then, you might be manifesting that, even though you would choose not to. So paying attention to thoughts is a very, very important thing, and paying attention to actually feeling what it is you're putting out there is a very, very important way to combine the forces of self-creation. It's a magical world out there, but sometimes we're not aware of where our magic wands are. One of them is this sacred geometric structure meditation that we all do together. And in this meditation, we create wonderful shapes in which our protection against bringing in the collective, the thoughts and feelings of everyone else, is kind of the boundaries are around it. You don't have to pull things in as much. It's a great place to think. It's a great place to transform. It's a great place to purify. And it's a great place to manifest. So join me. And it's also probably the most important thing. It's a very great place for us to go and know all of us is doing it so that we can manifest a higher consciousness community and ultimately a higher consciousness collective that will help all of us manifest a higher, as Aurobindo refers to it, as Dharmi, for our consciousness as a group. What do you think of that? So let's do it to it. Are you ready? Close your eyes, unless you're walking or driving or doing cartwheels. Maybe when you're doing cartwheels. And above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height and about 20 feet out, drop a four-sided pyramid. Again, let's use gold for the lines of the pyramid. And then upside down with its point going into the lower golden ball, another pyramid, and the pyramids meet point to point. So you have yourself an eight-sided structure. Pyramid pointing up, pyramid pointing down. And inside of that eight-sided structure, the octahedron, see a crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your octahedron. Then inside of that, you have your star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David, and you're in it, and let's spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And whilst you're spinning, look ahead of you, and there's a magical screen. We're going to create little movies, and we want the thoughts and feelings to come together in our little movies. So create from the greatest expanded part of your imaginal being. That's it. And see yourself any way you want to be. I say multidimensional. But what would you like to be? See yourself on the screen being what you'd like to be. Good. Now wrap that in light. And on the second screen, what is it you would like to create? Or are you in the middle of creating something? We're doing some television shows here, Bob and I. I like to see those ones. Maybe you're doing a book. Maybe you're setting up a family, a home, anything that you're after. Building something, creating something, wanting to do that. Set it up in your screen and see it coming together. And see all the resources to create it coming together. Sometimes you can feel the surprise, and then the content, and then the our contentment, and then the security that comes from feeling and seeing the resources flowing to you, flowing around the project, kindling the project, and seeing it coming into fruition, and see yourself smiling and enjoying it. And again, resources keep flowing to keep your project on the move, adding to the collective in an enhancing way. Feels so good. And wrap that scenario in light, and let's move on to the Galactic Healing Center. Now, in the Galactic Healing Center, you have a magical, etheric healing team. We all do. See yourself in this. On this, first of all, there's a healing table, and you're the first person to go into the healing center, and you lie down on the table, and you want healing, and you can ask them for what you'd like, or you can ask the healing team what it is they would like to help you with. Either way, look. Good. And see what they say. And now we're going to ask them to go ahead and do the healing and pay attention. What are they doing? Okay. Good. And pay attention to where they're doing healing on you as well. Quite often, if they're working on your stomach, for example, they'll also be working on your head. And in this case, they're doing a lot of very bright colored lights. Good. Now, when you feel like you've gotten something, ask if there's a message for you. Is there something they'd like to tell you? Thank you. And you might want to jot it down because they sometimes tell us wonderful things. And then magically wrap that in light and create another fresh bed and replicated healing team, and then bring someone in who needs healing. Sometimes it surprises me who comes in. And then see, ask if there's some advice for this person. And the person will sometimes come in with an obvious need. Good. Let's see what they do with that person. And you might want to ask if there's a message for that person. Have them breathe it into their mind, into their heart. each person that's ill has some kind of underlying emotional question, doesn't she? He, doesn't he, she? Now wrap that in light. And let's bring in the next one. Okay, and let's see who comes in and have them either lay on the table or sit on the table and express a need. Funny, I'm seeing someone who keeps getting sick and getting hurt, and they're showing a really deep, a very, very deep pain in his heart, and in his lungs, and his gastrointestinal tract, which keeps him unbalanced and unable to offset these pains. I see them working through his body as if their hands can penetrate his entire body. Of course, it's his energy body that's lying on the table, isn't it? Who's on your table? Good. You know, it's funny because sometimes, and what they're saying is sometimes people have to trust in the value of their existence at a very deep level. So let's wrap that in light and send that scenario off to keep stewing. And now let's pull in a political picture. What's going on in the political world that you'd like to send energy to? Looks like a big polarity that's going on here. Okay, now let's, I think what I'd like to do is call in my healing room some major, major powerful beings. People who are very high in the, say, oil companies or high in the government and so on. And then I'd like to call in some wonderful healing energy, gold and orange and fuchsia and pink, and have it come in through the top of the head and then send it out to meet these individuals and help them integrate a lot of their own feelings of self and love. Let's just keep it very simple, that they can feel the infinite love, Creator Spirit, and feel that loving vibration move through, scour through these people, lift them, give them confidence in the fact that there's a win-win possibility. Mm-hmm. And then send that vibration, that wonderful color, to all of the hot spots on the planet that you know about. And see it touching and life springing from wherever it touches, all over the planet, and have it circle the planet and circle the planet. And we all know that humanity has infinite possibility to move past this limited force or the limited forces of our limitations. And let's see this light hitting the brains of many, many individuals. Awaken, 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 awaken to your potential. Awaken to your empowerment and that rapport that one can have with our hostess body, the Mother Earth, and the love that we can all share, and have that light move back around, come back out through your chest and fill your own body. And now let's turn and send our powerful beings back to where they belong. With light on our hands, close off the healing center. Thank you, thank you, thank you. With gratitude, and come back into this star tetrahedron, which is spinning and spinning and spinning, and we're in it spinning and spinning and spinning. And in the spinning, we find the releasing of those little gossamer connections between us and all kinds of trauma, so that we get to become, step back into the room, we get to be contributors, those who are sending a stronger light into the collector. Good work. Now find when you take in people on a regular basis, take them into the star tetrahedron, into the healing center, they actually feel differently. Sometime you should do that and ask, or you might want to try this, where you do it and ask someone to be prepared that you're going to work with them and they're going to be conscious about it. And maybe they're 1,000 miles away, it doesn't matter. And just see that they actually feel that, because you know what? There is no time and space outside of our physical. And it really is possible for us all to make each other feel better all over the world. So I'm going to give you the numbers here. If you'd like to call in with any questions about what's going on in your life, we're going to talk about creation, manifesting, and also when we're talking about creation, we're talking about you coming to terms with some of your greater abilities and greater power. What is it you're looking forward to in this life? What would you like to create? What is stifling you? And let's see if we can't move some of it energetically, give you a chance to expand. So the call-in number is 888-815-9756. And then I'll call it the three other numbers. I'll give you those numbers too. Got your pen ready? 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. So now we can have the opportunity to have four of you online at the same time. So call in with your questions. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Bob. What are the questions? Let's see. Sometimes we're really overwhelmed. I'm feeling this about someone who's out there in the audience, in our beautiful Radiance by Design community. I see you. You've got a big energy block right in your stomach. Now, the stomach is the gastrointestinal. It's where we digest life and transform it. It's where we hold our personal power. What is your personal power? Well, you've got the part that's your soul's journey and your dharma, and then you have all the ways that you've adapted to empower yourself on the planet, and some of those ways are great and some are not. So I see this one having a project that she really wants to do, and she looks like she's very excited and very clear, but things are just not working well, and I'm going, but she's holding a ton of energy in her stomach, and it's not the belly area, it's the solar plexus area. I can feel it even in my body. And what she's got is a wonderful idea, a lot of enthusiasm. She even has some of the monies for it. I don't know what the project is. It's some kind of an educational project, but it's fun and funny. Anyway, she's got all of it going for her, but she's slowed down and things are not working. And I'm saying to her, has this ever happened to you? And she's doing the work and she's manifesting. And I'm going, well, she's holding really tightly in the stomach area. And when I look at it, I go, hold it. Look what's happening. And wrap yourselves in light, everyone, because you don't want to take her stuff on. We want to be able to help each other, not become the collective of our frustrations. So if you took that on, a stomach ache, do the light gargle, rush golden light through your body mind. So what she wants to do is wonderful, but it keeps stopping in front of her. And I'm looking way down deep inside of her. She has many issues of past experiences, not just this life, but several other lifetimes where she's gone back in time and she's afraid to move forward because where she's going to go, and this is a prediction, I believe predictions are meant to be changed, or meant to be played with, that you can have a prediction, but you can move way past it or you can change the outcome. But in this prediction, I see that she's going to produce something that's really wonderful. But at this time, almost like everything that's radiating from her and from her project gets tripped up by stuff that's happened before. They're her fears, her defenses, her the voices in her head that came from, it's funny because I feel like I haven't heard this before, but the voices in her head seem to be coming from the life, I know it, life lives aren't linear really, but this looks like a life at the end of the 18th century, and where her great-grandmother or someone was holding a really deep question about what she was allowed to do in other lives. So what we want to do is ask your body, take a look at around you, and if you're saying to yourself, gee, some of my projects just don't happen, or as I was talking to someone the other day, I get just close to it, and then everything comes apart. Just close to it, and everything comes apart. So what you want to do is take a look and read that, and then drop into your body and find out which part of your body is really telling you where you're constricted or contracted because of that, or in association with that feeling. And then what we're going to do is send some energy, and most specifically to my mythical character out there whose stomach, and actually it goes right up into her chest, but mostly it's her stomach, is absolutely frozen and tense. And her personal power has been reduced. Now, when that happens with her, and probably with all of us, I find her head, there's a lot of her radiance, we want to say radiance by design, a lot of that is held back. So around her brain, this is one who has a terrific spark in the world, but all the things she's trying to do aren't quite working, and I'm saying it's because she's clenching herself against the loss that she could create for herself. And I want her to hold on to that. Everybody who's doing this, feel your own potential loss in some great project. And we're going to clear that, because if you go around thinking I can't do things because of the potential loss, you probably won't do very much. And if you do, you'll be ripping yourself apart. Bring it up, feel it, exaggerate it, and then clear it. Because I see that she can be very successful in this project. In fact, she's going to split the project into two projects and have several people helping her in a while. But in the meantime, she's stuck. So let's help her manifest, and let's help you manifest. Find out where it is in your body. We're asking for help from the universal energies, the guides and angels, from Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. There we go. And we're running a violet flame through her body, and any of you that's feeling this kind of constriction. That's it. And then we just keep running it and running it until she feels, right now she's feeling a burning in the face and behind the eyes. And the back of the head, where the good old serotonin comes from, right? And then we're going to run it. Oh, there she goes. Her pulses are changing. There's several of you doing this. It kind of makes you feel worse till you get better, right? And then we're going to shift it right at the top there. All right. Now, who was that? I'm hoping you're going to phone in and tell me. Because the thing about that is, if you want to manifest, you want to stop and really experience at some vibrational level where you're holding back and then clear it. Because I can't promise that her life is going to change in 20 minutes, but it sure looks like it's going to change faster. It would still work for her, but it's just a bit sloggier, and she had a lot more things that would trip her up. So what do you think of that? One of the things that... a sec. I want to eat. Okay, we're going to do another one here. You know, there's somebody else out there, there's several of you, in fact, who are very split. So you have a really strong intention, you think, and you're really clear about your manifestation. Remember, we need our intention, and we need our thoughts and feelings to come together. And you want to be very, very... what is it? Committed to your manifestation. Now, that's really a funny thing to say, because I don't know how many times I wanted to create something and I found that it works better if I back up, let it go, and I don't get kind of rigid about it or fixed with it or holding on to it. So in any case, I'm watching a couple of you out there, or a number of you actually, who are sort of split. Well, on this hand, on the other hand, I think I want this, and but if it's not going to work, I want that. And then there's this kind of, the guides are calling it kind of a soggy feeling instead of a clear light. You're better to focus on it and clear the indecision. Call up all the indecisions that you're thinking about and then clear those, because it seems like one of you in particular starts getting, because of her indecision, she starts to move toward the connections. It's kind of interesting. It's the stuff she wants to do. I don't know what it is. It's a kind of a style of teaching. I think she's a teacher, and it has to do with home and building, maybe sustainability and people. But she goes forward with her idea, and then she backs up and splits her idea in several and wonders whether she's being impractical. And then the very people that are beginning to amass or connect with her go back. Now, she's not aware of that on a conscious level. It's just that it starts coming close, and then it backs up. So the universe, if you want to look at it another way, you could say that the universe is dancing around and playing with those vibrations and is manifesting what, oh, good, yeah, call. Manifesting what, I'll just finish this thought, what you're emanating. So if you're emanating a big split and an indecision, that it doesn't come back directly, does it? So hello, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you, Veronica. My name is Norma Jean.
Hi, Norma Jean.
I was just here and feeling incredible energy, almost a coldness running through my core, specifically my solar plexus. And and then you started talking about this person with solar plexus. So I didn't know if it was me or not, but I just listened to you and did everything that you were saying.
How do you feel right now? You've still got a lot in your throat, don't you?
Yeah, there's something in my throat, but I'm still, like, cold. Yeah, there's a deep coldness. A couple hours ago, before earthquakes, this phenomenon happens to me. My feet get very light, and they start making these circles.
Oh,
they go clockwise, like really fast circles.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's what was happening, but I started, this coldness came over me, and I thought, oh, I wonder if there's earthquakes, and it didn't feel like there was going to be an earthquake, but it could be deep earthquakes. But then this, in my solar plexus, is still cold.
Hmm. Which part of the country are you in?
I'm in British Columbia.
Oh, good. My home.
Is that your home?
I started off there. Yes, I did.
Oh, how
wonderful. Just let me take a look here. You do have something really intense going on with the world, with the earth. You know that, eh? We have another caller. Good, you can wait online, thanks, while we finish with Norma Jean. But you do have a really intense rapport with something that's going on. But it's something to do with, it's a very deep, I don't see an actual rambunctious earthquake. Do you? Because I don't feel that.
No, as soon as my feet started moving, I thought, and then right away it was, no, you know, it's nothing I'm going to feel. And then I thought, well, maybe it's something deep, because I know there's stuff happening in the Cascadia Fault, you know, off Washington coast and then up through off Vancouver Island.
Well, you know, I'm no mineralogist, but it seems like it has to do with a deep, this sounds funny, but you're talking about a cold core, and I'm saying there's a deep mineral, and it's silver colored, but I don't think it's silver. But there's something rising and grinding way down deep, but I don't think it's going to be a real fault explosion kind of thing. And I could be wrong. Maybe we're up for an earthquake, but something's moving deep down. And it's got to do with mineral extrusions or intrusions. You know, I don't really know what I'm talking about right now, but that's what I'm being told.
Mm-hmm.
So you, I don't know if you're rich, but maybe you could, I'm kind of teasing you, going, well, you could go off and get some minerals for yourself, you know. But it's really amazingly deep in the earth, and I think it's about a third of the way from the east to the west in British Columbia down low.
Third of the way from the east to the west.
Yeah, it's like about...
like in a mountain range or something? You're talking about me going mining?
Yeah, I'm teasing you about the mining part, but I'm saying, well, you're a little Geiger counter. You could go and track some amazing minerals, girl. But there is something moving way down deep. It's way farther than we would normally experience. It's very low. It's very deep in the earth. But it's about a third from the east to the west of the province, or say a third from the west coast of the province in, you know. And
so
up
like
about,
the Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, maybe it's about, no, it's up higher than that. It's more, you know, where the, you go up to the Hope and Princeton, up Princeton, it's Hope and then Princeton, and then up farther toward Williams Lake, in and around the major, And it's really rocky, but there's some stunning minerals deep down. So I don't know what's coming up, but something—it's almost like it's coming up from deep down. But I don't see it hitting the external part of the Earth.
Well, I wonder if it has something to do with solar flares.
Well, it's pretty hard to know because the dynamics of the planet are tremendous right now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the plates are moving quite a bit right now, and. I don't know whether it's solar flares or whether that's just a part of the whole dynamism of these changes. Mother Earth is throwing off the mantle, right?
Yes. If how about the inner Earth core, like the inner city? Is it that deep?
I don't think it's quite that deep, but I'll tell you something, Norma Jean. I think that that might be where the action is that's coming up at such a deep level. You see what I mean? Because it's not coming right up to the surface of the Earth, as far as I can tell. Do you feel that?
Yes, it's very, very deep.
If I were you, I'd write about it. Do you write about these things? Do you keep track?
Well, this is interesting. Something came up last night, and I've had several very found unusual experiences over the years, and I was always told to keep quiet about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, it was like, it's time to write it.
Good. Well, do write it, honey. You can write it and send it to us. I would love to hear. I'd love to hear because it's something really spectacular.
And one of it is interesting. You were talking about the pyramidal structure and the globe, et cetera, today. One thing that's been coming to me very, very strongly is the dodecahedron.
Right, okay.
And that's been repeated a lot in the crop circles in that it has 12 sides.
Mm. And it's supposed to indicate the kind of a... Go ahead.
And it seems like the 12 tribes or the 12 streams,
mm-hmm.
and we're all part of one of the 12 streams, seem to come together to make that whole. And I know 5 is the Christ consciousness numbers or multiples of 5s.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5th one is the ether. And I think that's some of this new energy coming in, you know, that we don't even know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't you think
don't
the crop and the crop
and
the crop circles are actually expressing those changes, aren't they? They're trying to align our consciousness to be able to accept those changes. Do you have anything that you read or anything that you can tell the listeners to look at for the relationship between the dodecahedron and the crop circles and so on?
I would just say Google.
Okay.
There's a tremendous amount of information out there. And also even YouTube, the crop circles. I think we should be looking at those more. I think there's so much information that we're getting on other levels.
Because they give us guidance, don't they?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I really love your call. Did you lighten up a little bit in your core there? You look like you lightened up between the solar plexus and the chest, things are a little bit better.
It feels a little bit more expansive or maybe a little bit warmer.
Yeah, because it's still there, but we're trying to move it as you go here. Thank you so much for your call. I really enjoyed it, and we'll keep sending energy.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Hey, blessing. Bye-bye.
And you, too. Blessing. Hello, I believe we have someone else on the air. Or not. Hello? Well, maybe we don't. So that was really an interesting thing, wasn't it? There's a CD, a DVD on crop circles that was done in Vancouver, I believe. Oh, my, it's very good. And it's about 3 years ago. Oh, my, it was very, very interesting. And they talk about it's very fetching. And it talks about the meaning of crop circles and the meaning of these geometrics and so on and what the purpose of it is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Ronnie. It's Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
Good, good. Working on myself. But I called tonight to pick your brain a little bit. Your intuitive.
Oh, my brain's here for you.
Your intuitive side a bit. It's kind of odd, but the last, I'd say couple weeks, all of a sudden, I look like Minnie Mouse, my feet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Are they swollen up,
like,
you mean?
Like big time swollen. Like little toes, everything.
Wow, little sausage toes. I've had that experience. Is it very humid? You're in the east, aren't you?
Yeah, it is right now. We've just gone through a bit, and I was, like, I'm drinking lots of water, and I
are you taking a lot
diet.
Of vitamin C?
No.
Okay.
No.
What's really interesting is vitamin C and with bioflavonoid, I would be up to like 5,000 or 6,000 if it's really humid, milligrams a day.
Okay.
Because you've got water retention in your upper, like how's your digestion? Because you've got water retention up throughout your body as well. You know that.
Wow. No, I didn't. Like, I was just looking at my legs because my fingers don't seem to be that swollen. It just seems to be, like, a third of the way down the leg and then the feet.
Is it really
that
uncomfortable, Joy? Is it awful?
Yeah. Like, I was putting my foot in the cold water tonight.
I don't blame you. I used to have that. This is another way of dealing with it. Many years ago, I used to have that problem terribly. I don't now that I'm 100 years old, right? With my mother that said, before you eat anything, take a little half a glass of unsweetened grapefruit juice. Which I never drink now because I don't drink canned things, but I'll tell you what, it helped me right away. It started to just absolutely release my legs in a short period of time. It might have taken half a day to get them down, but so things like that are worth trying. You need an astringent, but I would go for the vitamin C with bioflavonoid if I were you.
Okay, because I didn't know whether it was a weird one-off from the energies coming in or what. So.
Well, it could be because it almost doesn't matter, but because I think you can rectify it. But I do want to say that if you put your hands up under your bra line and around there, you've got some little pockets of water retention in places up there. And I'm going, well, that's strange. It's like all your minerals. Something has been shifted, and it could be from, I think it's from the humidity, but it could be coming from also the solar flares or whatever has triggered a shift in the way your body holds minerals and suspension and so on. You're changing, Joy. You are changing.
Am I?
Yes.
I wondered.
But you're not going to be a dolphin. That's what your body's telling you, you know.
I'm getting more messages, and I actually had a channeling helping someone else practice, and they said that they said it when I asked about gifts. They did say it was a voice. So you know what? Too many people have said it, and I feel it in my gut. So I'm just going to meditate and go with it, see where
Isn't
it goes.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?
Jump off the cliff.
No, fly off the cliff, girl.
I am. Yeah, yeah, fly.
You have lovely light, and you have a lot of spirit self that wants to emerge and go through your whole body, really. It's nice. So tell the spirit beings to take the water from your legs.
You know, I've been asking for that, actually. But I had asked the archangels.
And sometimes they make us do the physical, too, because it seems that that's part of our dharma, doesn't it?
I kind of wondered about that as well, sort of like if you haven't been through it, you can't help someone else.
Something like that. Now, I'll tell you another thing to use is garlic.
Okay.
Garlic is a really wonderful, you know, it's like a, what do they call it? What's the word for something that goes with everything? Adaptogen. It's a wonderful adaptogen with the waters in your body, mind. It's very, very good. So you can just take tablets or
okay.
A friend of mine pops garlic cloves as if they were pills, so you could do that too. Cheaper.
Okay.
And all right, honey?
Just one quick question. My son would like me to ask. He's had a couple weird things lately. He was holding a bowl. He didn't tell us till the next day, but he was holding the bowl. And I heard the bowl smash. And the next, he just kind of said, sorry. The next day, he said, you know, Mom, my hand was solid. And all of a sudden, I watched the bowl go right through my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's had a couple things. He's had a couple things like that happen.
He's a little mystical soul, is he?
I was told he was multidimensional, but he kind of asked me to ask, and he asked me to ask you something about elves.
Okay. First of all, I want to know how old he is.
He's 26.
But you know, it is, just a sec. He does kind of shift dimensions in a very interesting way. Does he tell you that? It's like
yes, he does.
He has a little trouble with it, doesn't he?
He does, because sometimes when he wakes up in bed, he's not quite sure which one he's in.
Oh, bless his heart. Because when you ask about elves, and I see him as an elf, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not always.
Not always.
No.
Because the other thing is about, he's been saying about a tail. He feels like a cat.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, one of the things I want to tell him and you is that he's highly, let me see, how can I put it? He's highly electrical. He's very, very finely tuned in a way. And he can move in and out of ways of being that he understands is extremely empathic. You know, he's going to be quite a psychic when he wants to be. Do you know that?
Cool.
But the interesting
thing is, I'm just encouraging him.
Well, yeah, and teach him to clear.
You know, and letting him, you know, standing back and letting him do, because that's what we've always done with the boys. You know, whatever. But I've told them, whatever you love doing, that's what you want to do. Do what you love doing.
Well, isn't he quite a peaceful person usually?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He's very multidimensional, honey, and he's very spiritually attuned. Has he read the Alexandra books? I have not. I don't know if that's the right name. The Russian woman, something like Alexandra.
No, he's into that anime, that Japanese anime.
Oh, okay.
Kind of fantasy stuff. He likes drawing and doing stories.
Okay. Well, he can do that because he can move in and out of realities at will. He's a very magical, he's one of the new kinds of kids, isn't he?
I think so. I just, it's nice for him to have someone to share it with, and vice versa for me.
Well, and it's wonderful because you're helping him beautifully. He can draw elves really well. Anyway, I have to say goodbye, but I love thinking that there are people out there like that.
Okay, great.
And like you,
have
Joy, look after your legs. Good night.
Okay, I will.
This is Veronica Entwistle saying, now that was really interesting, and we are multidimensional beings, and a lot of what we're learning to do is create, and we're talking about creation, we're learning to, how would we say it, bring the frequencies into the physical plane or bring ourselves into an awareness of things that we normally wouldn't have been aware of, that's where the creation really comes in, where we get to move dimensions, where we get to make our connections to other lives, where we get to empathize with one another, we get to authenticate, and yet we get to unify. It's a very strange and interesting time. So that's not simply manifesting a great red car, although that's a nice thing to do. It's manifesting multidimensional comprehension of what life is. So remember to create your intentions. The thing we're learning to do is to really love ourselves, really love ourselves and all our uniqueness, and to love one another so that we actually merge into a loving win-win community, which has such a power for creation. Anyway, I won't go on and on. This is Veronica Entwistle saying my next week's paradigm shifter is going to be Judith Kravitz, who is teaching you about the breath of life. She does a lot of healing through breathing. I believe she was very, very ill some years ago, and she breathed her way out of it. Now, you can say we all do that, but in truth, she has a lot to teach us. We had Christian Minson on a while back, probably a couple of months back now, and he did a lot of breathing exercises and talked about breath, and he's one of her students, so we figured we'd go to the next level since he referred to her a lot. And I'm excited to say Judith Kravitz is going to be on next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, and I think you're going to enjoy that. Stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Jackie is an amazing healer herself. She's hilarious, and she brings through, she channels a wonderful team of consciousnesses that I've had many sessions with. They're really wonderful, and I'm fortunate to be able to be interviewing them and playing with them, and sometimes they process me on global radio. But it's a delightful show, so if you can, stay tuned. Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I think it's ethealing.com. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening and being part of our ever-evolving community of Radiance by Design and more. Email me if you have suggestions, responses, criticisms, praises are good, or if you'd like to have a session, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I say, let's all breathe in the love that's just flowing in from this ever-changing universe, and breathe it back out to one another. As Kathleen Kingdon says, blessings in, blessings out. Good night. Thank you for listening.